I'm thug nigga named Julio, he nudio. Like a nigga that'll slap you with the tulio. Bitch nigga scared to death at studio. Fuck that, look at shorty, she a little cutie, yo. The way you shake it, make me wanna get all in the booty, yo. Top bitch, just hit the banging bitches and videos. Falling with my feet like me up in the freak shows. Hit you with the shit, make you feel it all in your toes. Hot shit, got all you niggas in wet clothes. Style of my metaphors when I formulate my flows. If you don't know, you fucking with lyrical playing pros like that.
You wanna party with me? Let me see, that's what you got for me. Put all your hands with my eyes to see. Straight but wider than the place to be. If you really wanna party with me. Let me see, that's what you got for me. Put all your hands with my eyes to see. Straight but wider than the place to be.
Can I get a witness? Can I get a hug? Let's really get into what saved the summer. Let's really get in what saved the summer.
DJ Wolfman, you're in the
If you was outside for this, you know this. You know what's going on. Back into it. Let me stop. All right, one more. I had him cut it there. We back with another episode. If y'all miss me, I missed y'all. Y'all know the vibes. It's your guy Flashy with 6 Y's. 3 Y's, depending on the day how I'm feeling, I might be 2 Y's. We back. I know I missed a week. Forgive me. I took a mental week off. I know we missed a couple things last week. We'll get into them this week. Honestly, this episode is going to be a little lengthy. A little lengthy. Depending on how I'm feeling right now. But I only get an hour per episode sometimes. So I won't give y'all an hour full, but it'll probably be 58 minutes. Of course, this is You Got All The Sense Podcast. I just had a brain fart, y'all. I'm sorry. Oh, well, anyway, we back. I know y'all miss me because I missed y'all. I wouldn't be here without y'all. First things first, my sponsor of the week are you guys. So everybody that listens, in passing, every time I drop, spontaneously, whenever you feel like it, whenever you want to laugh, whenever you want to think I'm getting emotional, whenever you want to get your mental health break in, I thank y'all. So I made y'all my sponsors of the week. Literally, like I say at the end of every episode, there literally is no You Got All The Sense Podcast without y'all. So I thank y'all, honestly, with my whole heart for being here every week, week in, week out. For those who press me via text message, DMs, like, bro, you didn't send me the podcast, or where's the podcast? I thank y'all, honestly, like, there really is no You Got All The Sense without y'all, because y'all are the people that got all the sense, and I'm just here to talk about it. First things first. Happy belated Father's Day, which is crazy. That's a crazy terminology to use. But happy belated Father's Day to all the fathers, all the uncles that step up as fathers, all the godfathers, the dads, the fathers, those who are in your kids' lives day in and day out. Y'all are super appreciated, super loved. Big shout out to my father, Big Flash. You know, there's no Lil Flash without Big Flash. You know, day in and day out, how much I appreciate you. I know, and those around me know, like, right now is a tough time, but I honestly so grateful that you're still here. No matter what, I'm fully and 1,000% grateful you're still here. I'm still standing behind you. We're gonna take this day by day, and we'll be back, right back. To my brothers, the best fathers I know. The hard work y'all put in every day does not go unnoticed. Tyron, you're an amazing father. Tashad, you're an amazing father. Y'all show the boys and the girls how to bust their ass every day, to not depend on nobody, to get it done, to make sure it's done. I appreciate y'all. We appreciate y'all as the family. I thank y'all for being my big brothers, for being my best friends, for pushing me, for motivating me. Literally, there is no me without y'all. Even to my sister, who's not a dad, but there literally is no me without y'all. To my grandfather, I appreciate you. To my uncles, I appreciate y'all. To my friends that are dads, I know it's not easy, y'all, but my friends that are fathers literally bust their ass and go above and beyond for their kids. And I won't name y'all individually because I miss somebody and then somebody gonna be tight at me. So to my friends that are fathers, y'all are the shit. Y'all go hard for y'all kids. Y'all go hard every day. I give y'all all y'all flowers right now. I can't say enough, but I'm proud of y'all. I'm proud of y'all for continuing to push. I'm proud of y'all for not falling under the bare minimum. I'm proud of y'all for being over and doing everything y'all do. To all the fathers, keep pushing, keep motivating. Y'all kids love y'all. Y'all are their superheroes. They're literally, is nothing my friends, my brothers won't do for their children. So I give y'all all the praise today. I'm a dog dad, so you feel me? To the people that told me Happy Father's Day, I appreciate y'all. To my god babies, I love y'all. Shout out to the fathers. And to the dad, if you hear this and you're a dad that doesn't do what you're supposed to do, I promise you, you have enough time to fix the situation. I know everybody's life isn't perfect. Everybody doesn't go through, you know, I just understand. But to the dads that may not be fully active or fully there, you got time to fix it. Literally, you have time to fix it. You got time to be sturdy. You got time to be there. You got time to do what you got to do to make it, you feel me, make it better. So, to all the dads, I know I'm a week late, but Happy Father's Day. Love is love. Hate is what we make it. I'm sorry, y'all. Also, I miss Juneteenth. Shout out to all my color folks. We had our holiday. If y'all know me, for the last 2 years, I tried to feed the homeless for Juneteenth, not just as a celebration, but just, you know, because hard times fall upon all of us. And this year, I wasn't able to do it due to circumstances, but I make up for it. I promise I will. So shout out to everybody that celebrate Juneteenth. Shout out to all my folks, my colored folks, all my folks here and there. What did I was about to say? Oh, another thing. Real quick, I just want to send a prayer. My love, my everything, prayers and every blessings to my man Jimmy. He lost his life. If y'all know, if y'all went to Benedict from 2010 to whenever, I'm pretty sure you had an incident where you ran across Jimmy Jimbo. I'm praying for your family. May Allah be pleased with you. Get your rest, my brother. Your soul is loved. We sending another prayer up for Lil TJ. I don't know Lil TJ personally, but to see somebody that who music I listen to on a daily, to be, as reported and allegedly, to be paralyzed from his neck down after taking 7 bullets. I'm sending a prayer to his family, his friends, his loved ones. It's a crazy world we live in, y'all. We got to stay safe. We got to stay dangerous. We got to stay on our pivot. I did not expect the episode to start off this, like, this tough. It was a little rough and tough right here. So let me find something to bring us back before we actually get into the episode. We still praying for everybody dealing with COVID, mental health issues, all of those things. We still praying for Brittany Griner. We still praying for everybody dealing with whatever they're dealing with. Just continue to pray for everybody. Pray for your friends, your strong friends. Pray for your tough friends. Pray for the friends you don't speak to every day. Just continue to send y'all prayers up. Where can I take it so we can get the move back? I did not think it would get this. Oh, y'all know my go-to when I'm, you know. Woo! Somebody says your name. We suddenly must change. Go the other way. But my weasel weed. What's happening to me? You're the reason why. Had to change the mood real quick. We are back. Let's get right into it. If y'all heard my intro songs, excluding the first two, those are Jersey Club anthems, right? Hashtag, I may name this episode this, but hashtag Jersey Club saved summer music. And I'll tell y'all why in a minute. we had a big 2 weeks in music this past week. I mean, this week we had a big week of music. And last week, I know I missed a big release by Drake. So we're going to tap into everything. Before y'all even cuss me out, or even before y'all even start and be like, you don't need to be listening. I listen to every album I'm about to discuss this week, so y'all can't even curse me out. Blah. Right at y'all. Let's get into Drake's album. Drake dropped Honestly Nevermind. 14 tracks. If you look under the title, it says dance as the category. I'm going to keep it real with y'all. I was rudely cut off. I'm sorry, y'all. Drake's album, 14 songs. As I first listened to it, if y'all seen my first take on Instagram, I did say Drake made an album for y'all to sexy walk to. Was I lying? No. Am I reaching? No. As we've gone 2 weeks into the album, has the album grown on me? Yes. From the first listen, I was like, yo, bro. Come on, Drake. This not what we was looking for. I'm looking for So Far Gone. Any project, honestly, of Drake's, you know, So Far Gone. I can't think of Drake albums right now, but I wasn't expecting this. No, I wasn't. So, we get this album. First go around, I'm like, all right. If y'all know me personally, y'all know I love club music. Not just club music, but house music as well. So the first go around, I'm like, okay, you did what you did, you know, a couple club beats, you know, all right, bet. I wasn't feeling it. Second go around, I'm like, all right, he got a few on here. Third go around, I'm like, all right, I see what you did. I'm not mad no more. About my fifth or sixth go around, I'm like, okay, Drake, you did that one. Every track has a different energy. Of course, the track that everybody's screaming about is Sticky or Texco Green. Let me see if I can get it on here for y'all. That's not it. I'm sorry, y'all. Let me see. No. That sound like we in a go-go club. I ain't mad at you, Drake. That one sound like a go-go club, true. This right here, y'all. And I'm very fond of samples. But this sample, at this tone, at this beat pattern, plus it's named Flight's Book. Y'all know, if y'all know me, I love a flight. I love a one way. I'm out of here. This song is the song that stick out on the album to me. Pause if need be. Go ahead, Drizzy. It sound like we're in Porter. If you from Jersey, you from the Jersey Shore, you know about Porter. You know about Bar A. This is the tunes that it gives me. Honestly, if you was in the mall 2006 to 2010, you know how Aeropostale used to give it up. You know how Hollister used to give it up. You know how American Eagle used to give it up. Hella cologne and hella beats. Drake made a TikTok Aeropostale Hollister Mall album, which works. Because a lot of music right now that is going around is samples of club songs or drill music over R&B club type records. Kudos to Drake. Honestly, I'm not even mad no more. I'll give you that one, Drake. You did that one. Welcome back. You did that one. Hot or Not, you know, at first it wasn't on the not hot list. It was on the, yeah. But honestly, he made it to the hot list. A thorough album ended in. Cannot hate on Drake for this album. That was last week, and Beyonce dropped a single as well. I won't give y'all a snippet of that. I'm not part of the Beehive, but I do support Beyonce's music. Beyonce's single was cool, fire. No complaints. She told y'all to quit y'all jobs. A few of y'all actually quit y'all jobs. Y'all crazy. Y'all are crazy. Another, let's say, based off of clubs, a clubhouse music tone, yes. Is it a perfect song for Pride Month? Absolutely. This year probably won't get Pride approved, but I know for sure next year it'll be in fashion shows. They'll go Pride crazy with it. Cool. You know what's crazy? Later in this episode, I have not a Pride segment, but I have a question about Pride Month, and I really want y'all feedback on that. Happy Pride Month to all of those who celebrate. Love, blessings, kudos. Stay safe. Excuse me, y'all. This weekend, we had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Main Street albums dropped this week. Worship, do y'all want to start? Let's start with Roddy Ricch. Roddy Ricch gave us the big three, just a little three-track EP. Real Talk, Tootsies, and No Mop. To me, out of the three, No Mop was probably my favorite track off of the three. It's the second shortest track on the three. No Mop, it was a good energy, good vibe. I actually gave y'all a snippet of it.
That I might love. Couple bitches that get freaky off the light drugs. She know I spoil her cause she keep the pussy tightened up. Spot a bad bitch, a pick em and she might fuck.
Boom. Yo, Roddy Ricch, this is what I want to say to Roddy Ricch. If you ever hear this, shout out to the cuz. Your first album is the Roddy Ricch I look for every time. And don't get me wrong, you still produce great music, but the quality of music, I'll say, is not up to what the first album was. And I won't say you use too much auto-tune now, or it's like you're more singing, rapping. But when I hear Roddy Ricch's dropping, I personally look for the first Roddy Ricch album, and I expect that. Don't get me wrong. Of course, I expect growth in the artist. But personally, if I could get another Roddy Ricch album with that same energy and tempo, please, I'm asking you to bring that back for me. Pause. Also, real quick to tap in about Roddy Ricch. Roddy Ricch did an interview with Leakers LA, I believe. And he stated the top three under five that changed the generation from the top three of 25 years of age and younger were him, Kodak Black, and Youngboy. I will agree. If you could name me three others excluding them, feel free to do that. But I personally agree that Roddy Ricch set the tempo with his first album, with his second album. Kodak has been on a tear for these last few years, even with him going in and out of jail. And NBA Youngboy is literally like I don't even know who to compare him to, because his numbers, like as far as YouTube streams as a rapper compared to Eminem. And y'all know what Eminem did. So if me not being such the biggest fan of NBA Youngboy, he makes good music. He has a cult following and they appreciate his music. That's why he's on house arrest doing millions of streams and making a bag. So I agree with Roddy Ricch on that. The next album, I'm not sure. Too many of you listen to this artist. If you play with CPNs, you listen to him. Money Man, the Guru. I'm going to call him Money Man, the Guru, allegedly. Dropped a 12-track album, fire. I'll probably give y'all some old Money Man as my closeout music, but Money Man is fire. Literally, Dog, if you listen to Money Man, you know what he talk about, allegedly. He gives you the music to keep you, to motivate you, to continue to want to get money. He was one of the first artists talking about cryptocurrency and Bitcoin and, you know, that Bitcoin machine. Like, my dog got Herb on the album. He got Nardo Wick on the album. Him and Benny the Butcher, that's probably my favorite song off the album. And y'all know I'm a Herb fan. He literally talked pain. Like, his album tracks are named like Alibaba, if you know, you know. Like, Corrupted, Big Money. Listen, Money Man probably gave me the most slept on album of the weekend, and I'm rocking with it. I'm definitely rocking with it. My dog, Lil Turkio, Durkio, Smirkio, who is not from 63rd, dropped the deluxe to 7220. I know before I spoke on it, I told y'all that he dropped the deluxe, but I assume that was just like a misread or, you know, false information provided. 14 new tracks, I believe so, because I don't know why artists just smack their deluxe together with the old album without putting like some separation. I do believe it's 14 new tracks. Like, let me tell y'all what Dirk started the album off with. I want y'all to know this.
This deluxe is all cap. This shit is not real.
Straight up. We are lying in our raps. Allegedly. That's what he want everybody to know. We are lying in our raps. This is not the lifestyle we live. Free Young Thug, free YSL, free Gunna, free the Slimes, free the Slats, free Buka Lokanum. Dirk gave us 14 tracks and fire. Like, fire. He has Moneybagg Yo on there. He got ESTG on there. He got Duty Low on there. My favorite track off of the deluxe, 2 Hours from Atlanta is cool to me. Expedite the Letter is cool to me too. But If You Know, You Know, featuring LMA and A Boogie. Dog. Dirk should have dropped this on the first one, to be real with you. Fire. Y'all hear me, yo? Fire. It might be 13 tracks, but If You Know, You Know is probably my favorite track off the deluxe. Every song rides, pause. Like, they flow right into each other, just like he did with the first half of the album. Durkio definitely did what he was supposed to do with his deluxe. I see his numbers is upward of 70,000 for first week streams. Fire. Now let's really get into the meat and potatoes. I'm gonna keep it tall with y'all. Chris Brown, C Breezy, my dog. Chris Brown dropped Breezy. 24 tracks. I've seen a lot of people complain about the number of tracks. 24 tracks. If y'all see my Facebook post, y'all know how I felt. A fire album from Chris Brown. I see so many different people posting songs and like, yo, nah, this is my favorite. That is a sign of saying your album is fire. When people not posting the same track and be like, yo, this the track. Chris Brown album is fire. From 1 to 24. Excluding the song with Jack Harlow. I'm actually Jack Harlow K and I want him canceled. So we'll get to that later. Every song. I can give y'all a snippet of 7 songs and tell y'all to go tap in. He started off the album with Dirt and Capella Gray, fire. Favio, fire. Him and Wayne, fire. Him and Baby, fire. Him and Wizkid, heat. Him and Her, heat. Him and Bryson Tiller, heat. Him and LMA, fire. Him and ESTG, fire. Him and Blast, a movie. Him and Tory Lanez, fire. I gotta find one song to play to get y'all. Where am I going? Let's see. I'm gonna go right here. I'm sorry. Breezy made an album for the summer. That's what I will say. Breezy made an album for the summer. And literally, if you have... I know a lot of people that only got through 12 songs. I know some people that got through 14. I know some people that got through 20. Excuse me. If you got through all 24 from top to bottom, pause. Breezy gave us a fire album. Dog. I can't do much with this one, but say, like, Chris Brown did what he was supposed to do. Like, Chris Brown, cover all bases, fire features, fire beats, fire tracks. Literally, dog. I seen Casanova, Free Casanova, say Chris Brown is more talented than Michael Jackson. I'm going to have to stop you right there. We can't say that. Don't get me wrong, Chris Brown has had a long run in music. He's done everything we seen. We wanted to see him rap, sing, dance, perform. He does it all. But I don't think there's no man on this earth more impactful than Michael Jackson. Music-wise, Michael Jackson was one of a kind, y'all. Let's not do that. And then I seen a lot of people screaming Chris Brown and Usher in the verses. Before, prior to this, I used to be like, nah, Breezy definitely, you feel me? He could get up, he got it. He like him, yeah. Usher is a different animal with a different catalog. Don't get me wrong, Breezy got an excellent catalog. But that man, Usher, bro, don't leave him alone. But if you want to take that smoke, I want you to take that smoke. Also, I want y'all to go to check out Chris Brown's Drink Champs episode. One of the best. And it wasn't 4 hours like they normally are. It was an hour and a half. One of the best. I don't really see Chris Brown do too many interviews, but one of the best Drink Champs interview and one of the best Chris Brown interviews. The only issue, right? Breezy, you are a singer. Light-skinned singer, bro. Every other word, you was giving me 6ix9ine vibes. Not as far as the tattletale, but like, you like... Yeah, so-and-so and Bloods and blood this, blood that. Like, Breezy, we know you from Power Rule. You ain't got to go so crazy, bro. It's cool, bro. You are a star. You do not have to go blood this, blood that crazy. You sound like Whack 100. And I don't like it on Power Rule. I don't like it. Like, it's cool. Fire Breezy album. Definitely on, Breezy album might be a strong 8, maybe a 10. That's crazy, right? Strong 8.5, 9. Breezy album was thorough. Unpopular opinion before we even start this. Another young brother dropped the album this weekend. If you see my Facebook post, you know what I'm about to talk about. I ain't even gonna run down the track list. I'm gonna just give y'all what the intro and let y'all. I see y'all in about 20 seconds, 25 seconds. If you know the voice that come on, you know who this is before I even have to say anything.
I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. I'm sick right now. I feel sick. It's so crazy. I really feel like this is a dream. And I'll tell you about it when I wake up.
Just vibe with me, please. Please.
Say you wanna be just friends, but I can't talk.
Yo, son. I'm not going to hold y'all. Giveon, give or take, album dropped this weekend. And I'm going to say this now. It's 10 tracks less than Chris Brown. It's no features. And I feel like he put out a better album. Y'all can argue, debate me, call me, text me, say what y'all want. I don't care. I do not care. Yo. BET, y'all foul. Y'all played my dog too. But we're going to talk about that in a minute. Son. This nigga Giveon, dog. First things first. Giveon makes hella toxic music. And we are beyond our toxic phase. But what I'm saying to y'all is, Giveon put out a fire ass album. Dog. Every time I play this album, I just want to start it over. Even me just playing that sample for y'all, it made me want to start the song over and play it over for y'all. That's how much I rock with Giveon. And don't take what I'm about to say next as like me comparing them to or any of the above. Giveon gives me that Frank Ocean when Novocaine dropped. Like, that's how, if y'all know me, y'all know Frank Ocean, one of my top five artists, R&B artists ever. Frank Ocean, Giveon gives me Frank Ocean when Novocaine drops. I might have to get y'all Novocaine as one of my ex's songs too. But I literally, bro, I'm a avid rap listener. I listen to all genres of music. But R&B wise, when I get in my R&B bag, y'all know I don't got to say no more. But my dog, Giveon. Dog, I don't listen. I said what I said. I got Giveon album over Chris Brown album. We could argue about it. We could, whatever y'all want to, you feel me? That I'm standing on it. I'm standing on that. I'm literally standing on that, bro. Like, did y'all just hear what he said, though? Did y'all just hear what he said? I gotta play it again, because I don't think y'all heard what he said. You say you want to just be friends, but I can't. Either love me, or I have to leave. Come on. We're not even getting R&B like this no more. Like, do I really have to chop this fable with y'all tonight? This morning, I have Giveon's Give or Take album over Chris Brown's album. I'm sorry. This one of my top five albums of the year already. And it's no bias because I grew up listening to Chris Brown. But we not going to play like Giveon did. I should have did this episode live so y'all could have seen me right now. It's nothing we could.
Tears don't fall in your eyes here. Perfect for me, that's my fear. Nothing's wrong and it makes me nervous. I just wanna know I'm worth it. Cause every time I'm in love, end up with nothing, nothing.
We don't get R&B music like this no more. Y'all, come on, y'all. Chris Breezy gave me some tracks. I could play a few off of there, but I this is my album of the week. I'm sorry, y'all. We could debate it later. My underground artist of the week, well, not of the week, but album of the week goes to B.I. If you're from Asbury, you know B.I. Second and Bond, he dropped a project. Literally 7 songs of heat. He got Frank De Niro on there. He got A Baby on there. Shout out to A Baby. I'm going to give y'all a quick sample, and then we're going to get into everything else.
Somebody praying for me, cause I've been sinning for the cheddar. Blood on my hands, I gotta do better. Yeah, been in the field with them steppers. Y'all niggas in the stands, y'all some hecklers. I get money, that's regular. I need more, I gotta do better. It's like y'all scared the crack up. Y'all still broke, y'all gotta do better.
I left the fire. As tonight ended, I actually didn't record until the BET Awards was over. But I hold on, give me 1 second, I'll get into that. First things, let's get into verses. Pleasure P and I believe Sammy went against Ray J and I don't even know who Ray J partner was right now. I can't think. I'm sorry. Bobby Valentino. Y'all was up there wilding. Sammy was talking too crazy. Bobby Valentino, you got hit, so you was talking your pain as well. Pleasure P, 2 things. One, he had a run. Pretty Ricky had a run. So anybody that see him in the verses, you got to deal with Pretty Ricky tracks. I don't care where you was at when this was going on. Pretty Ricky had the country in the palm of their hands. Free one of them till he locked up for PPP loans. That's crazy. Allegedly. Bob, yo. Pretty Ricky had a run. After Pretty Ricky, Pleasure P himself had a run. He was up there just doing what he wanted because he has the tracks to back him. Ray J. If I could call you how Joe Buttons called you, I would call you right now and tell you was wilding. And then you had the nerve to be up there on the auto tune just wilding. If they needed somebody to come up there wilding, y'all could have booked me. I could have did one wish. I could have. What was he doing? Why did y'all even put Ray J up there? You can't. Even Sammy was one of the youngest R&B artists really putting in pain. So Sammy has records as well. It was really 2-on-1. Because after One Wish and after the other song Ray J did that we know, he was gone with the win. Up there looking crazy, sweating, wilding out. Had his son up there like, One Wish. And one wish. Like, boy, you could have stayed at the crib for this. Y'all could have did that on Zoom. And then we get to the main event. Omarion versus Mario. I'm going to give y'all the honest truth. I took a stand with Omarion because of the songs he has with B2K and the solo songs he has. Don't get me wrong. Mario has bangers. Shout out to Baltimore. The Wire's on my TV right now as we speak. Mario has bangers. But I was siding with Omarion just off of whatever. I don't know why. Mario, I'm sorry. You went up there. First of all, you still could sing like Just a Friend Just Dropped or Braid My Hair. You walked around Omarion 4 times. You walk circles around him. Granted, both of y'all was up there just wilding with no shirts on, just doing whatever. Yo, bro. Mario was up there like Rich Rising. You was up there like top of the top. I'll see you at 12:30 for lunch. I already booked the reservation. It was unmatched. Omarion brought out the... He did... He brought out Tommy the Clown and them little kids that had them dancing like You Got Served dropped 2 weeks ago. Bro, that shit is done. Granted, we know that song and we love that song, but that shit is done. You could have had Joe Budden come out and do Pump It Up if you was going to have niggas dancing. But you decided to come up there, eat watermelon like we was at a cookout. We ain't asked for that. And then not be able to vocally sing your songs. Don't get me wrong. With age comes, with time comes age. Y'all vocals aren't the same. But Mario was up there singing like Just a Friend just came out. Like him and Gucci track just dropped. That boy did Omarion bad. And now Omarion, you got all your old teammates, band members, group members talking about you all filthy. Tighten up, brother, man. Because you got better. You got songs. Your song selection was terrible. The switching four outfits was weird. Having your brother come out eat watermelon was mad coonery. Coonish as hell, to be exact. Stop at 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That's how many tracks you lost by. Mario beat the she is not eat out of you. God bless if. I'm sorry, Mario. I owe you your credit. I'm sorry. Because you did not play around. You did not play around. Dog. Hurt my feelings. Let's get into the BET Awards, which was kicked off by Big Lizzo. Big L's. Big Lizzo kicked the show off. I missed that part because my cable provider was wilding me out. Taraji P. Henson was the host. Taraji P. Henson, shout out to Taraji. Taraji P. Henson was the host. I think she does well as a host. A lot of people think she's not funny, but as a host for a BET Awards, you're just supposed to get through, interact with the people. That's what she does that well. Like, we're not gonna act like we don't love Auntie Taraji. We love you. Kudos. BET, y'all pulled the verses, and I don't like this. Y'all had all them folks up there off beat, off note, sounding crazy. Sound first things first. I seen the first award was the best new artist, and it went to Latto. Big shout out to Latto. She's not a new artist, though. When she's in a category with the other people she was in, especially Tim's. I'm an advocate for Tim's. Tim should have won. I don't care what nobody said. Latto, them big earrings that went over your shoulder. That shit look crazy, miss. That shit look crazy. Tim's should have won. Granted, it's the BET Awards. I still got Tim's. Shout out to MC Light for emceeing as far as the announcements and all of those things. She has one of the greatest voices outside of a rapper, but as a host, not even a host, but as an announcer, her voice is excellent. I love it. I love it. I love it. Let me take a step back. My dog said Omarion is one of the top five artists to ever dance in the rain. I told him he was crazy. We all told him that. It's 12 other artists I can name who have better dance performances than in the rain, especially old school artists. Omarion is not top five dancers in the rain. Omarion might not be top five nothing now after that performance. Back to business. The BET Awards. I ain't gonna hold y'all. I watched the BET Awards for two things. For the Diddy honoree situation. And for my dog, Giveon. They played Giveon so bad. They did Giveon so wrong. As a singer, and I'm not even a singer, but I use my voice enough, pause, as a host, as a podcaster, things like that. Y'all had my dog off knee, off note, off key, off everything. Don't do that no more. Let me slide back one more time. Lil Nas X and NBA YoungBoy dropped a track. Cool little track. Cool. Shout out to them. Jack Harlow wore an NBA YoungBoy shirt to the BET Awards. Listen, brother, man, that's not going to get you to the cookout. It ain't happening. I seen in an article you said you like black women. Boy, move. It's not happening. First Class is a great track. I love it. My mom sang it. My mom actually told me the other day she loved 21 Savage. And it was hilarious hearing her say 21, 21, 21. Jack Harlow, boy, move. Your album was trash. You hanging around Drake, Drewski, you look funny. You're funny looking. You're funny acting. You're corny. I'm on a campaign to get Jack Harlow out of here. If that's my break to stardom from my podcast, Jack Harlow, you gotta go. I want you canceled. I want you off the hip-hop reign. I'm not feeling you. And then you wore the little Nas X shirt. I don't know, not to say you were trying to be funny. I don't know if funny is the term I'm looking for, but I wasn't feeling it. I'm done. I can't get jiggy with you. You bought out Brandy. That was cute, cool. Ha ha. We needed the extra. You know, you said some nonsense about Brandy. Bring her out on a remix we didn't hear. Let her rap. Cool. I see what you did there. Dancing with her, you have no rhythm. You're done. Boy, move. Stay where you at. The P did it. Well, shout out to Kanye. Kanye came up there dressed like, he's Kanye. You feel me? He came up there, gave a good speech about Diddy. They introduced all, you know, had people speak videos about Diddy. And then they got into a bad boy, not a bad boy, but a P. Diddy produced, I want to say, run or tracks. Jodeci. Y'all know after, you feel me, the club almost over after the Casamigos, the Patron, the Henny got you feeling wavy. When that Come and Talk to Me come on, y'all, we all go into a different ring of, you feel me, of a person. We all turn into a different, you know. Jodeci. Granted, BET had y'all sounding crazy. I appreciate y'all for coming out. Kudos to Jodeci. It was only three of y'all. I ain't mad at y'all. Auntie Monet Tejada came out. Mary J. Blige. Y'all couldn't even, my girl didn't even sound, you feel me? What's up, BET? Auntie Mary was like, she was off note, off everything. Backward. Lotto brought up Mariah Carey. Mariah. BET. Y'all make clowns of the week. Take it for what y'all take it for. Mary J came out and did one of her bangers. It's a banger if she gets to perform it correctly. Skipping beats, tones, all. BET move. I was hyped for this part. I see Diddy. I hear the boom, boom, boom. Whoa! I'm like, he ain't about to bring out Shine. He's something powerful in Belize. I look to the left. It's a nigga in a bow tie, in a suit. I said, oh, it's Shine. And who comes to this freaking stage? Shine. In a bow tie and a suit. Looking like the Muslim off the wire. The Muslim brother off the wire. That right there took my energy up another 20 levels. Through the roof. Through the roof. And then I hear All About the Benjamins. I'm like, oh, nah, my boys ain't about to come out. And look who comes out on stage. Sheik and Jadakiss. They couldn't even get groovy because the music is terrible. Choppy, sloppy. The unmitigated gall. Come on, BET. Like, what are y'all doing? Golly. Then next, the big one, not the little one, K.I.M. come out. First off, I'm like, soon as, because I see everybody else's music off, I'm like, her music gonna be off. But I, y'all know, when Kim hear a beat, she get to get into her robo dance, and she get the wildin'. My girl couldn't even get into her robo dance properly. Y'all know the verse start. You wanna bumble? You wanna rumble with a B, huh? Throw the X on your whole family. She up there dancing. That part already came on. So now she rapping it and it's off. I'm like, yo, BET, this is sloppy. Threw me for a whole loophole. Big up to Diddy for winning the award. Big up to Diddy for donating. This is my issue right here. There are other, granted Diddy went to Howard, so kudos to that. You just threw a million at Jackson State because of Deion Sanders. There are 20 other HBCUs that could take that money and really do something with it. Accreditation, dorms, cafeteria, student housing, scholarships. It's an endless list. If you went to a HBCU, you know it's an endless list of things that $1 million could cover and fix. We have to give other HBCUs outside of the main ones some focus, some love, some money, some TLC, some tending, loving, and care. Godly. Shout out to Diddy for doing that, though. Shout out to BET for honoring P. Diddy. Kudos to y'all. Like I said, I'm closing our music segment for the week. Like I said, Jersey Club music saved y'all summer music. People say they're not going to listen to Drake album. In the clubs, you're going to hear Drake album. So when you in the club, you're going to hear that club beat. You're going to hear them scratch into a club song. Y'all going to see everybody in there rocking their hips and doing the Jersey Club dances. We've been in gym parties for years, turning up. Shout out to DJ X. He was one of the first DJs I know that put that club music in rotation in the college atmosphere as far as Benedict, Allen, and Columbia. Then, of course, my dog Cliff tapped in and did what he do. That's it for the last 2 weeks of music on my behalf. We're going to get into sports. It's not really too much going into sports outside of the Yankees have the best record in Major League Baseball, which we expected. Y'all thought we was... they take the Yankees every time. They're a lock. I tell y'all this every episode. Kyrie don't know where he going. Kyrie don't know what's going on in Brooklyn. KD don't know what's going on in Brooklyn. Dame Lillard posted a pic of him and KD in the same uniform. Spooky if it happens. I doubt it'll happen, though. Kyrie, they screaming front runner to go to L.A. Spooky if it happens. It's very hard to see it right now with Russell Westbrook and all of that they have got going on over there. That's it for sports for me. Hockey is over now. NBA is over. I don't even know, you know? I don't know what to tell y'all. Real quick, because my time is coming short. This is the end. This is the last episode as far as Mental Health Awareness Month is coming. Men's Mental Health Awareness Month is coming to an end. I pray everybody found something new to bring them to a happier place, to put you in a better mind state. I pray everybody found a routine that's something that's going to keep them, to keep their mind in better places, to keep them elevating as far as their mental health. I hope somebody found a person they could call to vent to get their mental health, you know, just to clear their mind, their visions, their aspects of everything so they have that connection and they're getting their mental health where they want it to be, as far as everybody, not just men. How do I want to close this? Oh, real quick. It is cancer season. Happy birthday, Juju Mama. I hope you enjoy. I love you for being you. Shout out to all of the cancers. It is cancer season. Shout out to y'all. And y'all know what happens after cancer season, right? The biggest. Leo season is on its way. Shout out to the cancers. Y'all season is coming. Y'all season is here. To the Leos, prepare to shut down wherever you are going to turn up at. I'm turning dirty. Won't even say the number. It's my season. I'll see y'all soon. Flashy weekend is coming soon. I promise y'all. Mentally, y'all, this is what I want to check in with y'all. Like, mentally, I am in a tight mental spot right now. Due to circumstances in my life. So, I have to deal with those how I have to deal with them. Anything you go through makes you a better you. I want y'all to know that. I want y'all to never stop having faith. I want y'all to never give up on yourself. I want you to always remember there's somebody watching you, so I want you to just keep pushing forward. Find your prayer routine, find your daily routine to make yourself a better you. I haven't named this episode. I may name it. I'll name it later. As I'm going to say this, everything happens for a reason. You got to keep your prayer life together. You got to know that the decisions you make today, yesterday, can determine tomorrow. If I skip a week or two, you'll understand why I skipped a week or two. I'll say it like that. But I don't plan to skip a week or two. Facts. As I always tell y'all, there is no me without y'all. To my support system, I love you to the last of my days. I thank y'all for being here. I thank y'all for motivating me, pushing me mentally, pushing me spiritually, physically to be better. I could just say so many thank yous to so many people, but I won't, because then somebody be left out and they'll feel how they feel. Literally, I just want y'all to know, like, tough times do not last long. Tough people do. I literally give y'all the biggest thanks for being here with me. To the people in my personal life, I give y'all the biggest thanks for taking day by day with me, step by step. If you know, you know. Literally, there is no me without y'all. To my family, I support y'all endlessly. I love y'all endlessly. I appreciate y'all endlessly. Damn, that's tough. What I would tell y'all is that I love y'all. You feel me? Damn, that's tough. That's tough. All I can say is thank y'all. I thank y'all for being here for me. I love y'all for just being y'all, but I love y'all for being here. I may give y'all another episode tomorrow, which will be Tuesday, because I'm dropping this Monday. If y'all give y'all episode Tuesday night, y'all gonna enjoy that episode. I promise y'all that. I'm sorry, y'all. This is how much y'all really mean to me. That's why it's eating me alive. You Got All the Sense podcast. Y'all follow the You Got All the Sense Instagram page. It is at You Got All the Sense. That is the Instagram page officially. That is official. Shout out to you. You Got All the Sense podcast. I am Big Flashy with 6 Y's, 3 Y's. Mentally check in with somebody. Check in on your people, your strong friends. There literally is no You Got All the Sense without y'all. My flashlights, I love y'all. Damn. I'm out. I'm going to close it out with some Money Man. I might give y'all another track, but know what I'm talking about.
Too, you know that we're friends, and I'm in a situation.